All right, we'll continue the call with Arizona coach Kevin Sumlin. The Wildcats are home hosting Colorado on Friday night. Coach is online, so we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Mike Lev with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Mike.
Do you have a leadership council of players? And if so, who are the types of guys that you like to have on there, and what's the role of that?
Well, it's a group I meet with every week that I've done it different ways in different teams, and you know, I thought it was important. The first year here, it's a representative from position groups. I mean, you don't have to be a senior. Those guys are chosen by their peers at their position group to represent that area of the team, and you know, we meet once a week just about issues internally, issues outside of just what's going on in the program, things that I think are important, things that they think are important. I think it helps communication amongst the team about just different things that come up, and it's a cross section of different classes and anything. I mean, just that comes up just from football related, academically related, just things that are on our players' minds, and it gives me an insight into what's going on in their lives, not just with football, but also, you know, the communication from me, what the message is, and those guys, as I've told them, are voted by, you know, their peers. So the peers see them as leaders, whether they are or not at that point, if they don't feel like it. And I think it helps build communication, one, but two, some trust and some leadership between those guys and communication with our whole team.
Okay. Derek Bowles has really come on the last couple weeks and been making some impact plays. Where have you seen the most improvement in his game?
Well, I think you know, he had struggled previously with some hydration and cramping issues. I think, you know, his understanding of, you know, nutrition, his understanding, you know, of the game, he's always had that, but also understanding, you know, what he needs to do to be consistent at this level doesn't just happen on Saturday. It happens throughout the week, and how he approaches a lot of different things, and it's part of maturity and understanding, hey, look, you know, we to play at this level, it takes more than just playing hard. Yeah, it takes being able to understand situational football, understand what you need to do during the week to prepare your body to be able to play for at that level for longer periods of time, and I think he's done that.
One last thing for you. That hit that Tristan Cooper had on Dylan Mitchell in the game this past Saturday, does a hit like that kind of have a greater effect on the defense or the sideline than simply, you know, breaking up a pass play?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, it can at different points of the game. Obviously, you know, that was later in the game, but you know, I thought it was a clean hit. It was a shoulder, and he lowered his target. And so, you know, when you see that, you also see that you're making progress as a team and understanding body position and also being physical. You can do that. So there are a lot of things that a play like that can impact, but certainly the physical football, but also clean football is you know, something that you like to see progress with. Welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Sarah Keasley with Pac-12.com.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Great. Okay. So obviously your win against Oregon was a pretty big one, a pretty great game by you guys. How are you, or what are you saying to your guys this week to make sure that they keep up the level of intensity that they need to come out strong against a Colorado team that we can only assume is going to be pretty ticked off?
Yeah. And, you know, you worry. I think the big thing is, you know, with a young team is keeping focus 1 week at a time. And I know that's kind of coach cliche-ish, but you have to get back to that, particularly with young guys, because, you know, everybody's homecoming, everybody's excited, you know, but on a short week, I think it's easier to kind of corral that and get focused on the next opponent. Sunday was a day off, so guys kind of mentally got a break, but we're back to work yesterday on Colorado and understanding that, you know, that the focus last week was a one-game focus, not a seasonal focus, and to really, you know, remember what the preparation was like last week, and you know what the intensity level was going into the game, and to try to duplicate that and play four quarters. That was our big deal. We've played games where we've played a half, we've played three quarters, you know, we've played in some really, really close games and that hadn't really played a full four quarter game. And so that's really the focus and to stay focused on that and not the effort has not been a problem, execution has. And to be able to play those four quarters but execute in those four quarters and just get back to that, regardless of opponent. So, you know, that's been the focus this week. And as I said, in a short week, there's some, you know, there's always some differences and some inconveniences in a short week. But in a situation like this, I think you can get your focus back quicker because the game's coming up a little bit faster.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Thel Lawson with the Spectrum Review.
Hey, Kevin, I know you guys don't play Washington State for a few weeks still, but not sure if I'll have a chance to talk to you before then. And I know you started your career up there in Pullman as a GA under Mike Price. And I'm wondering, first, how you kind of fell into that job, and then secondly, what did you learn under Coach Price, and how did that kind of serve as a launching point for the rest of your career?
It was just a great experience. You know, when you're a young coach, a graduate assistant, you know, Mike took a chance on me. Obviously, there were friends on my former coaches on the staff. Joe Tiller was the offensive coordinator, you know, and was really the defensive coordinator at Purdue. And I was a player as a linebacker. And Bill Doba, who both guys became head coaches, you know, and Coach Doba was there with the linebackers. So I had some relationships. What a great staff. Mike Zimmer was a defensive coordinator. And so a lot of guys, Larry Lewis, that went on to be head coaches off that staff. And just a tremendous learning experience for me for the 2 years I was there. Obviously gave me the opportunity when Joe left to go to Wyoming and took me as a wide receiver coach. But Mike also gave me probably the biggest opportunity was to be a graduate assistant and move me from defense to offense. And really, really kind of changed my career path. And at that time, there was a junior varsity team, and we would play other junior colleges and things like that. And so he made me the head coach of the junior varsity team. And you know, as I said, you know, I owe him everything in my coaching career because he gave me the opportunity to come to Pullman. Put me in a position that helped me as a young coach and some responsibilities that you know that taught me lessons that I use to this day. And then obviously when Joe left to get my first full-time job at Wyoming, all that started in Pullman.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it, Kevin. Hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.